Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's move on to the Bryan Cranston thing. He was at Comic-Con this past weekend. You have audio of that, Gio? There was a kid from Albuquerque who was clearly excited to meet Heisenberg from Breaking Bad.
Listen, man, when I went to meet Gus Fring from Breaking Bad at the WalkerCon over Orlando, I was geeking out.
Right.
And I've met people before and interviewed celebrities, and I was totally geeking out, and I feel this guy's pain.
He geeked out.
I'll write your question down next time, youngin.
I mean, it was a pretty crappy question delivered in a pretty crappy manner, but I'm not so sure I love Bryan Cranston's response.
Yeah. My question is, because I grew up in Albuquerque, what was there any cool places, anything that you liked being there? Like, how was it? Because... my hometown. So I want to know, how'd you like it? Well, did you have fun there?
Yeah, I'd go and visit your mother once in a while.
Okay, and then he dropped the mic.
Yeah.
Like physically dropped the mic. If Kanye West says that, he's demonized and he is considered, they're going to say Kanye meltdown. Right?
Probably. That sounds like a good headline I would click on.
But is that because Kanye is a dick? Like, I can take it or leave his music, but as a person, he seems like a real dick. And Bryan Cranston, everybody loves him? Like a Tom Hanks?
I think so, yeah.
So he gets a pass for making a your mom joke.
I also feel like he got a lot of courtesy laughs because he's a celebrity.
Right.
If any regular person made that joke, I don't think the crowd would be howling at all.
Well, also, I mean, he's in a room full of, like, Bryan Cranston fans. He's playing to his audience. Every person in that room is probably a huge fan, and they're geeked out to be sitting in there.
Yeah, and it's like the Inside the Actor studio. They're going to lap up anything that he says. He could say something that makes no sense. He could say, like, boogie, boogie, poo, poo, poo. And everybody would be like, he's so quirky and funny. But what if the kid's mom, and I'm not trying to, like, come down on your mom jokes, because I'm certainly not.
Yeah, you're the king of your mom jokes, and you're the king of That's What She Said.
I love That's What She Said. There's a huge difference between That's What She Said and your mom jokes.
So when you first saw that, you didn't laugh at all? You did. Come on.
I laughed.
That's good.
I did not hysterically die laughing. I thought it was funny. But now I'm at the age when I think, what if that kid's mom had just passed from cancer?
I feel like your mom jokes and That's What She Said jokes are the same kind of thing. They're in the same kind of joke tree.
No.
But when I make a your mom joke, it's not really your mom.
But it is. You're saying your mom.
My mom died of cancer. Oh, that's great. My mom died in a car accident yesterday. Like, it's not really your mom. It's just in general.
But you're saying your mom.
Yeah, but I don't really mean your mom.
When you say That's What She Said, there's no she. Like, the she is ambiguous.
Right.
You're making a that's what, like, if you say, hey, stop pounding that before somebody gets hurt. And I say, that's what she said. You don't know who she is, right?
Your mom. She's your mom.
No, she is not your mom. These are separate worlds.
The only thing I know is that's a lackluster attempt at humor.
That's what she said is lackluster?
Oh, yeah. Anybody can do a that's what she said joke. Chris Rock's not going on tour with that's what she said jokes.
No, nor should anyone.
He's making you think with his humor.
In a conversational scenario, there's a room for that's what she said when someone unintentionally feeds you up one.
You've thrown a mom blast out on the air in the past.
In the past, yes, but I'm trying to evolve past that because your mom is a real person. Your mom is a real person.
And so is your mom.
Right, exactly. Like, if you say to me, your mom, like, just got off your mom this morning, I'd think that's terrible. My mom deserves better than that. But that's what she said. There's no she. Who is she? She is not your mom.
I hope she dies so you don't ever make that joke again.
I think that's what she said. While not the funniest thing in the world.
Kayla, will you just take a cell phone down there?
I think that's what she said. There is a tremendous comedic value in the that's what she said.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, like, that's what she said. Was it before The Office or The Office? I thought The Office is where that originated from.
No, it was around way before The Office. Back when I was in college at UCF in 1988, there were that's what she said jokes.
Because The Office is where it kind of grew.
That's where it achieved national
modern day mainstream
popularity, for sure. But there is a vast difference between that's what she said and your mom.
agree to disagree.
No, man.
It's just from the same joke tree.
But Bryan Cranston's delivery was great. Just deadpan, that smirk. You cannot. Everybody loves that guy right now. He's so great.
I love him. I think he's a phenomenal actor. I loved him on Malcolm in the Middle. I don't know what he's done since. But I find him funny. I find him charming. I found him engaging.
I mean, it was a horrible question by the kid. Like, yeah. what's the good answer for that question? Well, actually, there's a restaurant over on Fifth Street that I used to
that's what the kid
frequent
wants.
Quite often.
The kid's from freaking Albuquerque. He wanted to know if Bryan Cranston hit his favorite Tex-Mex spot.
That's a horrible question.
That's true. When Cranston was here in St. Pete, I would want to know what he was up to.
Right. Like, hey, Brian, listen, you spent some time in St. Pete. Did you get to Ferg's while you were here? No, I banged your mom instead. That's what you said. You know?
So where are you coming out on this?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm very confused.
I'm not sure. I love Bryan Cranston. I truly do. I loved him as Heisenberg. I loved him as Malcolm's dad. I like him as a performer. I like him as a friend. But I think he's better than that. I think he is better than the your mom joke.
So you're saying the room, though, just gave him a courtesy laugh?
I would say there was a tremendous amount of courtesy laughter going on there.
Okay, well, that brings up an interesting point, because when I watched this, it made me think of all the times that you've been interviewing a celebrity and you've given them a courtesy laugh. I feel like you might have to when you're on the radio, and Gio went through a few old interviews today to pull out all of your courtesy laughs.
Courtesy laughs happen all the time. Like, you don't really think what they're saying is funny, but you still give them the laugh. Why are you looking at me like that?
That's why I had a strict no improv people when I worked on the Morning X, because I was so tired of giving courtesy laughs all morning long.
Why would you guys come off?
What?
You pulled clips of me courtesy laughing?
Well, Gio did.
Why?
It was a suggestion.
It was just a suggestion.
But
what? Are you embarrassed?
No, I just think that there's a bigger issue here of your mom jokes.
Well, we can tackle both issues.
Like, I know Olivia Newton-John gave you a courtesy laugh.
So is this me giving courtesy laughs, or is this people giving courtesy laughs to me?
It's a little of both.
Oh, perfect.
Hello, is this Drew or Gio?
Yes, my name is Drew. Is this Olivia?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry I'm late because I'm a bit behind on the last call.
Oh, don't even worry about it. It's just an honor to be able to speak to you. Thanks a lot for making time for us.
It's a nice day. I'm outside playing ball with my dog as I talk to everybody. That's perfect.
That's right. Laugh on courtesy laugh.
That was a courtesy laugh.
I'm outside playing ball with my dog.
That was a nervous laugh because I was very nervous and the phone connection wasn't the best, so I was...
I think Ian Ziering, and he called the show. There was some courtesy laughing going on, too.
Sorry, Sharknado 3.
Wiped out, man. We're shooting Sharknado 3 here at Universal Orlando, and it's nonstop running and gunning.
I bet it is, man. Did you expect Sharknado 2...
You're a little laughing there?
Did you expect Sharknado 2 to be as popular as it is, to where they'd put together a sequel already?
The whole thing is a mystery to me.
I can't believe that this has turned into a crucified Drew for his polite laughter.
That's a good courtesy laugh.
These celebrities need the courtesy laugh.
Whole thing is a mystery to me.
It's like making Saracen watch game tapes. We want you to be like Street one day.
You want me to be paralyzed in a wheelchair?
No, I want you to have his ability, though. Just thought you would like my FNL reference.
I loved your FNL reference. I hate the courtesy laughter that you guys have pulled.
Want some more?
Who are you? You're mad at yourself, right? You're not mad at us.
No, I'm not mad at you guys. I'm mad at me for courtesy laughing.
I think Dan Aykroyd gave you a courtesy laugh as well.
Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Martin Short.
Hi, Martin Short. My bad.
Hey, Drew, how are you? Lovely, very decent to talk with you, must say.
All right, like I suppose Pat Sajak's a totally decent guy, too, I must say.
Oh, you are a genius for being so kind.
Well, no, listen, you were an integral part of my early comic upbringing, much like Steve Martin, who's coming to town with you.
What you're referring to is, you know, when I was 12, my brother died. When I was 17, my mom died. When I was 20, my father died. And we were this happy-go-lucky family that suddenly lost half of us within a few years. Mm. I think it probably made me a little bit more daring on stage to put my hair up and not care if, you know, someone threw a rock at me. And
I am so sorry for trying to feed these huge celebrities massive egos by giving them the polite laughter with which they're accustomed.
It's like taking a hairpin highway.
Who's that?
And funk.
It was Dan Aykroyd. He gave you one, too.
Oh, okay, let me hear the crystal clear phone connection.
Yeah, show. Now, personally, I'm excited about the afternoon because it's an honor for us to follow the Casey and the Sunshine Band.
That's a real laugh.
What's so funny about that?
He's making fun of Casey and the Sunshine.
We know your real laugh. Your real life is when you have to go off mic and you're howling. So that's not a real laugh.
There's Amelia Clark. She got a courtesy laugh as well.
Yeah, no biggie. Hey, did Arnold call you himself? Did he like get on the phone and go, "I love you in Game of Thrones. Why don't you play Sal Khanna?"
That was an amazing accent.
That was a real laugh, just so you guys
she
know.
Did that a few times during the interview, but I'm not mad at her at all.
That's a real laugh.
That was an amazing
real genuine laugh. Thank you, Khaleesi, Mother of Dragons. I think we have Kayla on the hotline.
Yes.
I think we have Kayla on the hotline. Kayla?
Hello.
Hey, are you down there with the Mahomies?
I'm down here with Mahomies right now. We're hanging out, and I have Samantha here, and she wanted to talk to Austin to kind of get up there. So.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah. Hello, can you put her on?
Yeah, hold on, here she is.
Thank you.
The phone, are we going on the phone?
Hello.
Hey, is this Samantha?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Samantha, how old are you?
17.
Let's be careful. My name is Drew Garabo. I'm hosting a radio show on 102.5 The Bone, and we see you guys out in the parking lot. We've actually got Austin up here in the studio with us.
Oh my god!
I know. What did you want to? Do you want to ask him anything?
Hey Sam.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
Hey Sam, don't be nervous. It's me, Austin. I only have a few minutes. What do you want to talk about? This is your moment.
I can't think.
Do you want me to? All right. Do you want me to do the talking? Do you want me to write a song about you right here on the spot?
No, you're not. Wait, what?
Do you want me to write a song about you right here on the spot?
Of course.
Okay.
Right. Well, wait, give him some information about yourself. Like, do you have a job? What kind of colors do you like? What's your favorite food? And he'll write a song about you.
I like the color blue.
Okay.
And I like Chipotle.
She likes Chipotle, Austin.
I like Chipotle, too, but I like McDonald's more.
I don't like McDonald's.
Oh, come on. Austin Mahone is a McDonald's spokesperson. Of course you love him.
Okay, I love
Are you sure? Are you sure you're a big fan of mine? It doesn't seem like you are.
Yes, I am.
What's my middle name?
Wait, who is this?
It's Austin Mahone.
No. Hey, Sam.
I thought it was Austin. His middle name is Carter.
Oh, my God. She knew it.
Okay, well, she knows who I am now. I wanted to make sure I wasn't wasting my time with one of those fake Mahomies.
He's going to rock some little freestyle for you.
Do you want to put one of your friends on that actually believes that it's me, Austin Mahone?
It's not.
How do you know it's not Austin? He's sitting here with his shirt off.
I don't know what you sound like.
Hey.
There he is.
You're so sweet. Hey. You're so sweet. Austin Mahone.
Totally Austin Mahone in the studio.
Get another one of her friends on the phone.
Will you put one of your friends on the phone right now?
If there's anybody that I'll give a hug to, it'd be you.
Aw. So sweet. Samantha?
Yes.
Can you put one of your friends? Do you have any friends there with you, or are you alone?
No.
Maybe we should talk to Kayla.
Yeah, can you give the phone back to the...
Hello?
Who's this?
Austin Mahone.
No. Who's this on the phone?
Julie,
are you a big Austin Mahone fan?
Yes.
We've got him in the studio with us right now. Do you want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Hey. If there's anybody that I'll give a hug to, it'd be you.
Aw, did you hear what he said to you?
Oh, yeah, it's so sweet.
Why do you keep putting makeup on? It's messing with perfection.
Aw, he asked you why you keep putting makeup on. He said you're messing with perfection.
Good morning, beautiful.
Well, it's afternoon, Austin.
Gosh, you're so beautiful.
He's looking out the window right now, and he says you're so beautiful.
Hey. Austin Mahone.
You're Samantha.
All right, this is Austin's manager. We're going to have to cut this interview short, guys.
Oh, sorry, okay.
Maybe there's some other girls that he could talk to.
Sure. Girls, can you give the phone back to that older lady that handed it to you in the first place?
She's right here. Hello.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Oh, my gosh. Is this Austin?
So that was Samantha and Julie that we had, right?
Yes, Samantha and Julie, right? Yep.
Like, they had the SUV pull up here on the side with a smoker's porch and just snuck him in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just watched it.
Great. Awesome Hone's not going to smell like failure and tobacco.
Hey.
Are there any other girls out there, Kayla, or just those two?
No, there are a couple of girls here. And I have, what was your name again? Cindy. So another Samantha.
Let's go, Cindy.
And Alyssa. Alyssa's got some pretty sweet shades on right now. They're American flag, and she's dancing as well.
Okay, that sounds good. If you're just joining us, by the way, Austin Mahone is in our building. We are doing a meet and greet with him, and there are girls assembled outside. They call themselves Mahomies.
Yes, he's a big-time pop star.
Allegedly.
7.8 million Twitter followers.
Net worth? I'm going to go $50 million.
Probably 50? About 250 grand.
250 grand?
He's still looking for that first hit.
Oh, okay. He hasn't had it. Because I couldn't tell you one of his songs.
He's 19, though. He's got a ways to go.
Awesome. Mahone net worth. $5 million.
Oh, not bad.
Not too shabby. Yeah, go ahead and put Cindy on if she's dancing and has American flag shades.
Cindy the dancer. Here we go.
All right.
Hold on. Hi, I'm Alyssa the dancer.
Hey, what's up, Alyssa? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How old are you?
I'm 16.
Okay.
Hey.
That was Austin Mahone saying hey to you.
That was creepy.
Good morning, beautiful.
Oh, it's afternoon, Austin. Are you waiting outside to meet Austin Mahone?
Yeah.
Do you have tickets to his meet and greet?
Nope.
You're just hoping that somehow you'll get inside this building?
You're so sweet.
Yep.
Would you like to ask Austin any questions?
Can you let me inside of the building?
Hey.
Austin, she asked if you could let her inside the building.
Goodbye.
Oh, he said goodbye. I guess that means no.
Aw.
Why do you keep putting makeup on? It's messing with perfection.
Oh, he asked you a question, Alyssa. He asked why you keep putting makeup on. You're messing with perfection.
I don't know, man.
Austin Mahone.
Now, I know we know who you are, Austin.
Where are your parents?
I drove here myself. They're at home.
Nice.
You're so sweet.
So do your parents know
so
that you're
weird.
Do your parents know that you're unescorted right now and that you're waiting to meet Austin Mahone?
Yeah.
Oh, Austin thinks that's funny.
Maybe we should why don't you give the phone back to the older lady who just gave it to you?
Okay.
Thank you.
Love that Kayla's the older lady.
The older lady? I like how you refer to me as that.
We should just give them to the first people we talk to, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because we got to get them up here quickly.
Yeah, we got to get them up here by 4:30. So, yeah, Kayla, go ahead and give them to those first two girls.
Can we talk to them so we can get the reaction on the air?
Yeah. Give me Julie and Samantha, the first two girls.
All right. Austin Mahone. You're Samantha.
Thank you. Hey, Samantha. Hi, Samantha. Did you already have tickets to the event going on today, or were you hoping to storm the building and get inside?
I was hoping to get tickets.
Thank you, Austin. We've got some tremendous news for you. Because of our good relationship with Hot 101.5 and because of Seth's connections, we are able to give you a couple of passes to come meet Austin Mahone
today.
Oh,
my gosh.
Austin Mahone.
Are you kidding?
I am not.
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding. We're going to get you inside the building.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
are you crying right now?
Yes.
Well, because of us, you're going to get to meet your idol, Austin Mahone. Don't forget to tell your parents about our radio program here.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Come in and meet us when you're done with Austin, okay?
That's weird.
All right. Well.
What? It's weird?
She's 17.
15.
I'm not trying to do anything. I just wanted to get her to cry again on the air.
So sweet.
Thank you.
Will you come in the studio and cry?
Sure.
Perfect. All right.
Austin Mahone.
How are we going to get her the passes?
Kayla can walk him up there. It's fine.
All right. Follow the old lady who gave you the phone, and we'll see you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. What a polite lady.
Great audio, Gio.
That was awesome.
Yeah, when we first got the person on the phone, like I saw like the Mercedes SUV pull up on the side. Your wife was down there, and they like snuck him in through all the smokers.
What did she help escort Austin Mahone in the building?
Yeah, she was like standing down there in the parking lot, and he jumped out with like two security guards and ran in the building.
The people are like, "Who the hell's that guy? What, a new kid's in the block or like, something?"
On the smoker's porch, just like people were blowing smoke in his face.
Oh man, that's terrible.
What it do, my peeps? Are you still listening? I sure hope you are. Here's the Drew Garabo Live hidden track of the day.
Now, this one I like on line one. I mean, two. Matt's brother Pete will not listen to Mike Calta on Monday because I'm hosting. That's solid.
I thought you didn't want to chase people down who didn't like you today.
Well, I feel I need to now. I want like people who genuinely dislike me.
Okay.
Not people who are going to pretend to like me and then fake like me.
That woman never liked him. She could not care less about Drew or the show.
And she didn't listen then, and she's not listening now, and she can't listen.
Nothing changed.
Now, this guy, maybe there's an opportunity to turn him around and get him to listen to Mike on Monday and possibly affect the ratings.
He's going to listen to Mike on Monday anyways when you're filling in.
Nobody really means that when they say it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Matt, how are you?
What's up, Drew?
How you doing, brother?
Oh, not bad. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you very much. Your brother, Pete, will not listen to Mike Calta on Monday because I'll be hosting.
That is correct.
Okay. And why is that, do you think?
I don't know. I called him and I said, hey, did you hear that Drew's hosting on Monday? And he said, yeah, I won't listen.
Oh.
And I said, why not? What do you have against Drew? And he said, he's not funny.
Oh, I agree with him there. I mean, the man is certainly a good judge of comedy. All right.
So what are you going to do to convince him that you're funny? You going to run zingers by the guy?
Right.
I don't think there's any turning this guy around.
Yeah. Does he want me to do shtick? Does he want me to do stand-up? Hilarious impressions of Al Pacino? I can do that.
I don't know. I think you're great. Oh, I love the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Your brother's an idiot. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Well,
yeah.
We'll call Pete and find out why you got all the brains in the family and he didn't. And hang on.
And the looks.
And the looks, too. I can tell. Hold on 1 second, stud.
We got zingers?
Zingers. Zingers for days.
You got some good jokes lined up?
Hilarious jokes. Googling truly tasteless jokes right now.
That give him the 9 and asinine was pretty good. Maybe you should have saved that for him.
That was a good one.
By the way, great news about Damon and one of our sponsors.
Oh, good.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Pete, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Pete, hi, Drew Garabo here. Your brother, Matt.
For God's sake.
Your brother, Matt, told us to give you a call on the air, and I got some distressing news today, and I just wanted to see if there's anything I can do to kind of iron things out between the two of us, because I would love for you to listen to the Mike Calta show on Monday. Mike has trusted me to host his show, and when I found out that you wouldn't be listening simply because I'm hosting, I got to be honest with you, it hurt the feelings that I do have, and I want to see what I can do to kind of bring you over onto Team Drew.
Well, I called in about a year ago, and you told me to, quote, eat a bag of dicks. So I've been carrying a grudge since then.
Rightfully so.
I mean, that's funny, though. Like, you said that I'm not funny. That's a funny line right there. I why did I tell you to do that?
I think it was around the roast, and I called and asked for an address for the Pepin Hospitality Center or whatever it was.
So you called with a simple need to know where a station event was, and I told you to eat a bag of dicks.
Exactly.
That sounds like something I would do at the time. I if it means
that was the In Your Face show. Yes. Now you've changed. I'll give you that.
Thank you. And I do apologize for doing that. You have to understand that the brisk and abrupt nature of the show found me saying things that I didn't necessarily mean.
Are there any directions right now you may need for the afternoon?
Yes. Are there any events that the station has going on that I can certainly tell you where they are in painful detail?
Well, I've been looking for a bag of dicks for over a year, and I can't find one.
This guy's funny. No wonder he thinks I'm not funny. This guy is genuinely funny. Well, listen, I really hope that that you will give the show a try on Monday. Galvin's very funny.
Yes, Galvin will be there.
Galvin will be very, very funny, and I will do my best to bring the best out of him if you would care to listen.
All right, I'll tell you what. Since you called and you asked me politely, I will listen to the show Monday.
Well, thank
you. Don't make it suck.
I will not make it suck. My goal is to make my show not suck every day, and when I'm hosting someone else's show, I want to make it suck even less. So maybe we'll sway you back over to Drew Garabo Live with Gio and Seth and Kayla. Maybe not, but at the very least, you'll give us a try on Monday, and I appreciate the second chance. I truly do, and I apologize for calling you or telling you to eat a bag of dicks, which is just a terrible thing for someone to say.
All right, that's fair enough. All right, I'll give you a shot. You have redeemed yourself. You are back in the good graces, and I'll give it a shot.
Well, that sounds great. Hold on 1 second. For your open-mindedness, I, sir, will be bestowing upon you. Let's see. What do we have from Mike Oliveira? One moment. We have your choice, my good man. We have a pair of tickets to go check out Billy Idol at the Ruth Eckert Hall on September 24th, Sublime with Rome on August 14th at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amp, the Deftones and Incubus at the Amp, or that's tonight's Rays game. You couldn't possibly make that. So which of those three concerts?
I would, You know what? I'm going to leave this one up to Matt, because more than likely I'll probably be going with him because he's a jackass that... Oh, I can't say that.
Oh, you can.
Have you call in? Okay, great. Yeah, he's a jackass and he knows that.
Well, I've got him right here. Hold on one second. Hey, jackass, which of those tickets do you want?
Give him the Billy Idol ticket.
All right. You guys are going to see Billy Idol.
Going. If I get Billy Idol tickets, you're going with me, jackass. You suck.
Matt and Pete, thank you guys very much for the entertainment, and I look forward to sitting down with you guys sometimes, enjoying a beer and a bag of dicks.
Fair enough, Drew.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much. Hold on for me, Pete. I'd say that went pretty swimmingly.
That's your walk-off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.